Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
My last commentary, I asked the question about whether or not we could get back to normal. Not a new normal, but normal. Most people want the United States, and especially Las Vegas, to get back to normal. Will it happen with the same sudden effort that shut us all down? Certainly not. We've already been told the return will be by so-called phases. Today, we're still in phase zero, waiting to be notified that we finally entered the queue. But is everyone looking forward to getting back to any semblance of normal? No, not everyone. A number of celebrities have joined certain scientists calling for a radical change in the world rather than a return to normal after the coronavirus lockdowns. The underlying theme has got to be never let a good crisis go to waste. Hollywood's liberal actors are adding their names to an open letter published in the French daily Le Monde, pleading for an end to unbridled consumerism and a radical transformation of economies to help save the planet. Translation is, quote, "Let's go socialist so we can implement the Green New Deal," end of quote. Now, remember, this is another case of do as we say, not as we do. Who are these celebrities? Madonna, tough guy Robert De Niro, Kate Blanchett, Hanoi Jane Fonda, Marion Cotillard, Monica Bellucci. Yeah, these are the names of those who are the most unbridled of consumers one can find. Their ostentatious lifestyles are followed by all the gossip sites, celebrity television series, and of course, the ever-thinning Parade magazine. These are the voices that fly to one environmental rally after another in their fuel-guzzling jets, ignoring their so-called own carbon footprint. They are the voices that implore you change the way you go about your life so we can save endangered species of fish, birds, and flowers. They espouse a tear-jerking sharing of resources with those who do not have what many of us are so fortunate to enjoy. They want you to consider helping, reaching deep into your pockets to help out those who don't have what you have. But these hypocrites continue to spend as if there's no tomorrow. Now, please understand, they have every right to spend every penny they have in any way they please. That's the way it should be. But who are they trying to kid when they sign their names to a letter that states, quote, "The pursuit of consumerism and an obsession with productivity have led us to deny the value of life itself, that of planets, that of animals, and that of a great number of human beings," end of quote. Are they first in line to give up their luxuries? No, they're not, and I don't blame them. Their fault is trying to sound like bleeding heart liberals that want us to give up mass consumption as they chomp away at their own consumption. Most people don't fault stars, actors, athletes, and others for having the wealth they've accumulated. Most people just want to get back to their own job, their own life, pay their own bills, feed their own children, relax in their own living rooms. But to be told by the mega rich that we need to leave behind the unsustainable logic that still prevails and to undertake a profound overhaul of our goals, values, and economies is the most hypocritical voice in the world. Are these superstars willing to give up their mansions that use more energy than any of our normal houses use? And by the way, how many mansions do each one of them own? Are they willing to downsize and give up their air-polluting jets? Let them remain in their own lifestyle and let them enjoy, but ignore the calls for any of us to compromise our lives to suit their left-wing political goals. They should be told to do as they say. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.